everyone. Welcome to Ugly Betty. My name is Steven.
My name is George.
And George, we are reviewing Season 3, Episode 21, The Bourne Identity.
Yes. And we finally find out some truth.
And you know what
in
else
this
is,
episode.
Yeah, you know what else is really special about this episode? This is the first time we're watching Ugly Betty together.
Yeah.
I know, like, it took us almost three seasons.
Well, you know, season three was when they made a lot of changes to the show.
And
so.
Then we must have to make changes as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
We've tried some new things this season, so.
Yeah. So, what did you think about the Bourne Identity?
Well, I couldn't remember. I knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I know they stretched out the storyline where there's speculation that it's not really Wilhelmina's and. So, but I forgot when it happened specifically. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, so this is the episode where, you know, Wilhelmina finally has to come clean. And
this was such an emotional episode. And at the end, I was crying, like it was actual tears. And he saw me, and I don't like showing my emotions to anybody.
Well, I mean, this was hard. We had quite a few swan songs in this season. I mean, we had Rebecca Romijn earlier in the season where we said goodbye to Alexis, and now
Freddie Rodriguez,
and now we're saying goodbye to a beloved since season one as a regular, Christina,
played by the wonderful Ashley Jensen.
This is Jensen's final episode.
Yeah, I remember her from Extras way back in the day. Extras is such a good show. If you could track it down, watch it, because she's amazing in it. And then, you know, Ugly Betty, and then she had this other show that's kind of like a Murder, She Wrote type of show, but in the UK, based off a book series. I don't know off the name off the top of my head. But she's working. She's consistently working because she what? Good.
Yes, she is.
I love seeing people win and work and all that stuff.
So yeah, that was very emotional.
Yeah. So let's start from the beginning of the episode.
So, which moment do you want to discuss first?
Everybody freaking out because of Mr. Cal Hartley is coming to save the magazine.
Oh god, and everybody is so, it's like the military. Everybody's just so uniformed.
But in fashionable designer clothing, of course. Oh, and there's something I want to talk about. Amanda's outfit, that basically umbrella skirt. only she can pull that off.
Well, as we learn from this season, the stuff that comes out of Amanda's mouth, only she can get away with it.
And, like, her outfits, I love everything that she wears is amazing.
The stuff that she says that's so out of touch,
mm-hmm.
or the stuff that she wears that's over the top, only she can get away with it.
Yeah. It was just so cool. And then when Cal Hartley finally pops up, they were all smoothie. They had an omelet bar. I haven't been to an omelet bar before. If you call them like at hotels, but a continental breakfast omelet bar, air quote omelet bar.
Not really, because I like eggs, but despite liking eggs, I'm not an omelet person.
You're not an omelet person? How can you not be an omelet person?
I like eggs by themselves better. I don't.
Do you like anything on the eggs?
Not really, other than salt or maybe the occasional ketchup. I'm very simple.
Wait. You like ketchup on your eggs?
Yes.
That's disgusting, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, I like cheese in my eggs. And
you see, I like ketchup better than cheese with eggs. There we go. Yep.
The things you learn about your friends. You thought you know somebody, and then no. they say something no. so blasphemous.
Yep.
And
yeah.
And it's so no. It's just it's so earth-shattering. It's like...
Or my roommate does this delicious thing where he'll make eggs, but he'll make them with chicken, and then he'll throw in some sautéed spinach in there, which is delicious. So... But yeah, never tried an omelet.
Maybe we should stuff an omelet full of ketchup. Disgusting. Anyways, and then Wilhelmina says, "Oh, Cal, would you like to see my baby?" And they go to Wilhelmina's office, and what's not there? The baby.
Yeah.
And Christina came back to work.
Yeah.
And then...
We knew how hard that was going to be.
And then when Betty went to go sew up the little baby shirt top, and then Christina came back, and then she started... I think that triggered her. Wow. And then everybody's searching for the baby. The police are there. And then she goes downstairs to follow Christina, because they both got questioned. They both, you know, they both passed... good questioning, and then Christina goes and drives off in a car, borrows through her car, and then Betty catches up to her. And by the way, I love that briefcase, that small little briefcase she had with her. I want a briefcase like that. I need something like that. When I was watching the episode, I was Googling on my phone, like, briefcases, mini small briefcases. But that's beside the point. And then I just went, and then Christina came down and sat, and then, Christina, why are you leaving? They're like, Betty, you need to leave. And then Betty hears the baby, and they're like, you stole the baby. And then police start walking out of Mead, and then she books it, and then a cop stops her. A cop said, then they thought they were a couple, and they thought they almost got caught, and the cop said, you know what? You need to get your taillight fixed. You need to fix this little baby carriage. And then keep on going.
We all thought she was busted.
But second side plot, Hilda... Well, Archie is promoting his run for mayor... His run for councilman. Yeah. With an interview at Hilda's house / Hilda's utilities.
Yes.
Yes, and... And it shows how, you know, close they're... I love Ralph Macchio.
Me too. Love him.
And then...
I was really rooting for this one.
And then after... And then everything's going in. Christina and then...
Betty can't think of another place to take him to hide.
And the funny thing is Hilda... And Justin is watching it on TV because they know. And then they find out. And then when Christina and Betty walks in, they're like, oh, why? You kidnapped the child. That whole scene was brilliant.
Trying to keep Archie from finding out.
And keeping the cameras away from the baby. And I love when Hilda walked outside the door when they finally got her outside. Them outside said, I'm going to kill you. And yeah, that and then it's all because Christina thinks the baby's hurt, and then
she's convinced.
She's convinced. And then Mark goes to find Mark and Wilhelmina finds out that Christina took it because of the security camera, and Mark said, oh, it's going to be fine. Christina has it. She won't hurt the baby. And then Wilhelmina said, that's going to ruin everything. And then Wilhelmina tells Mark, the baby's Christina's.
Yeah.
Did anything happen with Dan? Oh, yeah, let's talk about Daniel and Cal.
Yes.
Discuss?
Yes. I'm like, well, we already passed the bunny thing.
Yeah, because that was the last episode.
So I'm like, okay, what was the big embarrassing thing
this... No, the fact that...
This week, because it wasn't anything as embarrassing as the bunny.
No, that there was... It wasn't that... He brought it up, which was funny, but I love how Daniel was showing maturity, because he put Wilhelmina and his... As far as he knew, his... his stepbrother's missing, the fact that he was missing over saving a company, he put, and he was trying to ask to move it, but he also said, no, I have something to do tomorrow. But, you know, I think the growth and maturity of Daniel.
Well, because Daniel, especially in this season alone, because you have, you know, you have the person who Daniel thought was his son.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had falling in love with Molly. You see Daniel really starting to grow up and mature, especially in this season.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Daniel's older, he has a greater sense of what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to fall in love. He wants to have a family. He wants that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you really do start to see that progression in Daniel this season, especially. You see him become a man. You see him go from a playboy to a man.
Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful arc.
It really is.
It's a subtle, it's low-key subtle a little bit.
It took seasons for it to grow.
But I love how subtle it was. But yeah, it shows how Daniel stood firm, like, no, I know this is important, and this saving this company is important, but a human life is missing, and yeah. I want to put this first, and I think Cal respected that.
Absolutely. Because Cal's a family man, too.
Mm-hmm. And that one made him change his mind and gave him more time to do it. And then, next thing, Betty calls up the only person she knows that could help her. Oh, and there, before I was, I love how Claire said, like, you know, stealing people's not my MO. Mm-hmm. And Daniel said, like, I'm sad. I'm kind of sad that you have an MO.
Oh, Judith Light.
And then Betty calls Claire because that's the only person that Betty knows that could help figure out this whole, sort out this whole drama. And then when they arrive in front of the paternity test, Claire said, oh yeah, I'm glad that we can help.
And Betty. Lately, Claire, in the last couple of episodes, is like Betty's first go-to call.
Yeah.
Whenever she needs something, Claire is now emerged as the first go-to call. She's what Maria Shriver would refer to as a flat tire friend.
What does that mean?
Well, especially in Hollywood. So for any actors listening to this, there are going to be people in Hollywood that are going to pretend to be your friend when mm-hmm. everything's like all good and everything's high and mighty. But when the chips are down, you're going to find out who your real friends are.
Yes, yes.
And Jamie Lee Curtis was doing this interview on the Kelly Clarkson Show, because Jamie Lee Curtis also has a podcast, and she had Maria Shriver on. And Maria Shriver said, well, those are your flat tire friends. Meaning, your flat tire friends are the people who you call when you have a flat tire who you know will actually show up.
Mm-hmm.
Those, to me, are your real friends. Those are your flat tire friends.
You're my flat tire friend.
You're my flat tire friend.
I would hug you, but no.
But yes, I feel like Claire is a flat tire friend.
And living out here in LA, mm-hmm. as long as I have, especially as long as you learn who are the people you call right there, like mm-hmm. when you're like in the middle of a crisis or when you're having a good day. And I realize, especially like, you know what happened to me in 2020.
Right.
We don't need to go into that, but I learn who are my flat tire friends
mm-hmm.
and who, yes, are some of them in Texas? Yes. But I have those people out here as well. Like you. I love you.
Aww.
But not in that way. That's like 5 bottles of vodka. I still love you though. He's a beautiful man, but not for me. You gotta put a ring on this. But yeah, and then Wilhelmina catches them at the in front of the fraternity place.
Yeah.
And then Daniel was there, and then like Daniel says, tells me we can end this right now. And then Wilhelmina talks her way out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very smartly. I give her a prop to how she talked her way out of it.
Yep, you know Wilhelmina. She's not going to give up that easily.
And then Archie gives Betty some advice. You need to play dirty to win. And then Betty goes to Wilhelmina's part and says, I know. And then she presents the hat with the stain. It's like, and they're like, first of all, and I love how Wilhelmina said, that is not baby spit up. That is a strawberry smoothie. I'm in fashion. I'm supposed to know. And then Betty gives Wilhelmina a speech, and then Wilhelmina tells the truth. But always there's a catch.
Yeah.
And then, because Claire and Daniel was about to fire her, and then when Cal was signing the papers, like, no, if you're going to let her go, I'm not signing this. And then he signed the paper, me to save, and then Claire goes up to Wilhelmina, how you do that? I said, like, I just wanted to tell my... No, she goes up to Betty, say, like, it was Betty, right? No, it was Claire. Say, like, how did you do that? I just told my truth. And then you see, and then...
all the stuff that Wilhelmina did put herself through. Yeah.
Wilhelmina told everything she's capable of. Say, like, I'm a person you'd rather have on your side instead of against you.
And I'm a person who did this, this, and this for her spot in the company.
And then, she didn't have to say it, but it said, basically, undertone, and I'm still not in jail, bitch. And if you think I'm not capable of taking you down, try me. And I love that. I love how Wilhelmina just said, like, you know what? Bring it. And then the saddest part of the episode. Stuart and Christina. Betty gives the baby to Stuart. Goodbye. And Christina. No, let me tell it! Shut up. You're gonna make me cry even more.
Oh.
Christina says how much Betty has grown since she first came to Mode. And Christina says, like, you were, like, really my first real friend here. And Betty said, why are you talking like that? I said, like, well, I want the baby to be raised in Scotland. And Betty said, what about your fashion career? Like, there's fashion designers in Scotland. And then they said bye. And it was so sad. It made me cry. And
the spelling bee reference to come back, which is why I said goodbye.
And
goodbye.
And I don't know. It's just like, you know, I cried when I first saw the episode for the first time because, you know, you get attached to these characters. And when a character goes away, yeah, you just, like, it just hits you. I mean, Ashley Jensen, she's going to be back in season 4. But she's guest starring in an episode in season 4. I know what the episode is called, too. It's towards the end of the season.
All right.
It's called London Calling. That's when... but I'm not going to tell you a plot because I know the plot of the episode. And then that's how the episode ends. Christina McKinney. Oh. She did really great work in this show.
She did.
What was your favorite Christina parts throughout the series?
Well, I mean, any opportunity when she would just dish it back to Wilhelmina when she was carrying the child.
I loved her in the holiday episode when she was sitting on Santa's lap, saying, courage for Mark, brains for Amanda, and I don't know. And I love every single moment that she did. She brought so much life.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And she always, you know, and I love seeing Ashley Jensen work. She's so good. And yeah, I think that's where I want to end it. That's something I noticed, like, these reviews have been shorter than, because we usually go for an hour, but these are shorter.
I guess we're just, you know, getting to the point.
Yeah.
A lot quicker, and, you know, for all the people that do listen, we want to say thank you, whether it's, whether it's 30-minute episodes or
hour
episodes.
But we will have some very cool hour episodes very, very, towards the end of the
season four.
We have a few things planned.
We're gonna go out with a bang. Yeah. But we wanna take this time to thank our audience, you know, for tuning into our quirky little corner of the world.
Yeah.
And speaking of flat tire friends, in the next episode, I won't be here, but Steven's flat tire friend, the fabulous Lauren Salazar, will be here co-hosting.
Yes. Yes, and that's going to be an episode I love. You know who's in that episode? Adele.
All right. Who is killing it right now on the charts with 30. So
yeah.
Congratulations, girl, and welcome back.
And just like the title of the song that she sings in her in the next episode, I think it was on 19, the next episode will be Right as Rain. I think that's in 19. But without further ado, my name is Steven.
My name is George.
Bye!
Bye.